Hey guys, we'll be doing a little quickie tutorial. I wanted to do something, some things I've noticed during my studyings of the anime style, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just run through some quickie things, and then hopefully that'll kind of cover what I'm thinking about. So in this situation, I've drawn a character on top of some line art. Actually, the line art's not as good. You know, it sucks when you try to teach people shit and you're actually kind of shitty yourself. Hopefully I offer some people the intermediate approach where my level of sucking actually makes art seem more approachable. Don't ever ignore the fact that people can sometimes be pushed away from something if it seems completely inaccessible. So, us loser intermediates can still have something to say, even if we suck. So, here's a few things we're gonna go through here. I'm going to just kind of draw some red lines everywhere, because that's pretty much what it's going to be. So as I mentioned in a previous tutorial, there's this interesting space conservation here. In fact, having drawn this, I can almost tell this eye is a little too low. In case you weren't aware of the previous tutorial, these are what I'm doing right now is, man, this is the worst structured tutorial on the planet. I should have just fucking started with what I'm doing first. What I'm doing here is I'm trying to just point out little tiny details and stuffs I've noticed with the old anime style. So hopefully that'll help you guys make similar observations and help you out in the long run. I'm just gonna redraw this eye. I think the original one was better. So I'm gonna use some techniques I've learned. Draw this eye flat. Okay, so now we're close to what we're supposed to be doing here. This eye is killing me, and it's like the worst time to be fixing this. But actually, it's the best time, because you guys need to know that sometimes your best. So I'm gonna use some of my supposed techniques to actually help me get out of this, because sometimes the drawing's okay and I just can't see it's okay. So I'm gonna draw one of my common tools here. This one, I draw an approximate, this kind of shape here. Which is like a, it's like one of these things. It's like two of these. And this helps me place the eyes, the nose, and then the mouth. Because if you look at it from like, you know, if you're looking at it from this angle. Oh, sorry. If you're looking at it from like, if you're looking at a head, and it's got this stuff going on, then you know where the eyes are. And then you know where the mouth is, so it's going to be right down here. And then the benefit of it as well is if you're looking at it down at someone, you can see more nose shape happen and less eye shape being visible. And if you, you know, and if you look at it the other way, you know, if you're looking at it towards the upward, then you see the eyes clearly, and then the nose obfuscates, and then the mouth is thrust up. It just kind of helps you position things, and it's not a perfect system, and I used to use it a lot better, but I've actually kind of forgotten how to use it a bit. I used to get better results, but you know, with time I'll figure it out again. I think my issue right now is I've been not giving enough facial space. But now that we're doing this, I'll just explain some of the things that helped me with this. So going back here, one of the things I noticed right away is the eye kind of goes past that line. So I'm going to bend this so that it kind of bends towards this. Try to make all the features sit. On that line, I think it's because they can't all sit on the line because we're going with a stylistic approach. But I think this will work a little better, actually, already. So let me fade that out. I've also haven't had the chance to draw today, and the first few lines out of you for a few, the first 30 minutes are going to be a little rough. But I think this is serviceable enough, so we can use this. And I've put a bit of exaggeration so some of that points can be more visible. So first things first, let's talk about, I think a lot of people have kind of noticed this, some people exaggerate more than others. First things first, you've got this, these two elements. This concept that the furthest eye is actually wider seeming, or actually is wider. If you look at the space here versus this one. Surprisingly common in anime style. And it seems to just help do a few things. Give the perception that the eye is flattened more. Because, I mean, if you flatten the eye, if you flatten an eye and keep the same size, it actually ends up looking smaller than the original eye because, you know, all the information's condensed. So I think the reason to do this is to rebalance the shape so that the eye actually looks proper, because if you make it the same shape and then squish it, then it just looks smaller than it ought to be. I also think it's to kind of fill in this area. These shapes are in here. So there's that. That's one of the pretty common one I think a lot of people see, and it's a good thing to keep an eye on. As for eyes, I draw them still round because I like round eyes, but it really pays to notice which style of shape eye people use, because it really does change the overall look. These wobbly eyes are pretty common, where the iris is actually kind of forming to the shape of it. Another thing I've noticed that's pretty common is, I use red, this bottom stuff here is almost never drawn in. So people are focusing, a lot of styles that seem to focus on what this shape is and what this shape is, and then they pretty much stop here, and then they figure out the rest. And of course with anime style, you got tiny nose, tiny mouth, and it's almost kind of silly to even talk about this. I'm not going to talk about too much, because if you really want to crack that style, from what I've seen, the less you do this, the better. There's a few artists out there who can do really emotive style, but for the large part, the style is meant to have a very aesthetic experience, aesthetic appearance, and less of a functional expression thing, which is why traditionally the animation industry in the West really balked at the style, because it was all about pretty faces and conservation of frames and big animation sequences, and not on constant facial animation, which I think, I mean, for a long time they didn't even do voice sync, lip syncing, but anyway, so that's some things to note. Let's talk about a few other things. The heads, the eye line tends to be right the top of the eye, like this feature set. If you split the head into three parts, this is what it ends up being most of the time. Now, about halfway through, like, one of the hardest things to do for drawing the style is trying to get, like, the head shape the right size. Because I always draw, like, you can see I drew it here in the blue line, then here, but honestly, you have to really push it to the point where you're almost drawing the, so the eye, this line is here, and then you've got another set of features. So the best way to kind of, I found to measure this and to ensure that I'm hitting the right proportions is to just go at least take this shape and do it three times. And then you'll have an approximation. If you just do two, you get more of a Western style proportions. And then, I mean, some anime styles do it like that. But if you're going for, like, the big hairstyle, which is pretty common, you need to really work at that shape and then ensure that you have that going on. A few more other things to note. I have a hard time with this shape here often, and there's a bunch of different ways to approach it, and this chin shape a lot of times isn't added or isn't there, but one of the things I found help me a lot is to draw this really makes the character look really ugly, but I just draw it right down here, and this line essentially most of the time just hits these features, never really surpasses them. You usually know you've got it too far if it's like eating up this stuff. But, you know, don't let me tell you what you can and can't do. Maybe it'll look good. Maybe if you really want to push the style, you can toss it all the way over here. But what I found is even if you do that, you can just move the mouthpieces away. So if I actually do this, all I have to do is kind of just push the features in. So what this is all about, actually, what I'm drawing here is that if I'm going to draw the original line here, if I'm sketching and I know where my center line is, and you can kind of just draw this shape here. It's a bit of an unnatural shape. Really what I do is I draw this, like, I know that my line's here, my eyes are here, my mouth is here. What I do is I try to draw this shape and I try to just deal with that afterwards. And the reason is that I find that if you anchor this shape from the jawline instead of going like this and then hope drawing this first and hoping everything kind of falls into place, you're going to get yourself into trouble. But I find that if you get this lined up, which I'm kind of drawing kind of like some lines here to show you where I'm trying to think of where to put it, which is often where you can put it, and then I can just deal with that line after and get it right. Same thing for just getting the aesthetic down, because a lot of the times, this shape here, I feel like you want to do this, but in a lot of styles, it almost feels like it sets right in there, and then you get to come in and then stop, and you get that shape. Because if you do it one smooth motion, you get kind of a wobbly shape, and it doesn't always work. So there's that as well. Additionally, let's talk a little bit more about the eyes. Often this eye is these three shapes, and this eye is these three shapes. So you got this, and you got this, and you got this. So keeping an eye on that will help you a lot with ensuring that style remains consistent. If you've got an artist you have in mind. Another thing is this space here is way smaller than you think it is. A lot of styles have this like ear problem and it's bad in anime. Let's not mince words here, but which is why a lot of characters have this hair thing come down. But you can make it work even without the hair if you just don't go too crazy with it. But this area here, man, some of it's like almost touching. So stylistically, you can really push that. So keep an eye on this zone here, because a lot of the times you're often not pushing that enough down. So there's that as well. Another tip I think will help people is where to put the neck. I used to have this problem until I just started drawing a line in the middle of the skull. I'm sorry, a dot. Wherever the center is, it's about here. Okay? And then you just make sure the neck goes right into that shape. Like if you were to draw a neck straight, I draw a line. As soon as you draw a line from the center of the skull down, you could pretty much figure out where you need to put that thing. And you can be almost nearly 100% guaranteed it'll look okay. If you start putting it over here, over here, guessing, but if ever you just want to stop guessing and know, find the center of the mask. It doesn't matter where you're looking. If you're looking this way, the face is like this, or the face is like this. You know, the center is always here. The neck placement always works. So no need to stress about that. Where to put it? I solved your neck problem. You're welcome.
Ugh, this guy's a jerk.
So the next thing to do is a few other things to mention is to get the eyebrows right. It's a rough go. I tried. I'm getting a little bit of a slow down here. Oh, let's go. Don't tell me it did that again. Just a second, guys. When I disconnect from my extreme from my other screen, I lose my other. Oh, it comes back. So another thing you can do is you just draw this, and then what I do. So I draw the nose line up, and I draw an arch between the two eyes, and then I just place an eyebrow on those two arches. And then that tends to work for me. But that's not entirely accurate. Another way you can do it is to draw this a kind of a faceplate. You know, I just use the method I showed you. There's a bunch of ways to do this, but truthishly, as soon as you get the nose one, this one here looking good, the rest kind of just dot a line. And that's covering a lot. Oh, we're doing another thing. God damn, this is like the worst time for that to happen. I'm still losing my brush, but I was actually looking down here. There's a similar version where you can kind of see where you want to throw it and then build this shape off of it. These are not exact rules, they're just kind of estimates to kind of give you an idea where you're going. I already know I hate these proportions. I think I need to break down a few more heads to get some ideas flowing, because I'm actually a little rusty on these methods lately because I've been doing other things. So I need to kind of reapply the things I had studied, and hopefully I can build up a better bank of things to teach you guys. Here you can see similar faceplate shape. They use these quite often to help balance the character's features so that I'm not putting them where they shouldn't go. So there's that. The nose is often the eyebrow leads to the nose, leads to the mouth. It's a straight line. Another thing to mention is how I curve these lines. I find that a lot of the time this line curves into... It isn't true in this case, but this line will lead into this line here. And this line will lead into this line over here. And it kind of creates this crazy eight pattern. In this situation, my character isn't really doing that. So let's see what it looks like if we do that, if it changes anything for us. So let's see, it goes like that. Maybe it'll help solve my drawing. And that goes like that. Maybe it'll like that. Well, it's changes a bit. I mean, it still works. Goes like that. That goes more like that. I mean, it still works. This is the kind of stuff I try to pick up on to improve my ability to quickly pick up another style's core elements. It hasn't been 100% successful. There's still some flaws, and I'm still trying to figure it all out, but hopefully looking into stuff like this will get you to better isolate what things you like from another style and how to implement that into your own in a really structurally consistent way. You know? So hopefully that helps you guys and it hasn't bored you guys too much to hear me rambling about this stuff. But yeah, this is kind of the thing you need to think about, and this is a bit the way that you gotta sit down and you gotta look at your resources, and you gotta actually make them work for you. So hopefully this gives you a kind of a peek into what you guys need to do for all this. Thanks guys, take care.